I've heard it said, you steer where you stare. We are bombarded daily with voices vying for our attention. And if we fill our days and minds with Netflix and social media feeds, we can get off track pretty quick. That's why I developed a 30-day music challenge. Listen to Christian music exclusively for 30 days. The challenge is free, and I'll be right there with you every step of the way. Head over to michellenezat.com/30-day-challenge to sign up. Change your music, change your life. You're listening to More Than a Song, episode 432. Hello, and welcome to this episode of More Than a Song. My name is Michelle Nezat, and this is the podcast dedicated to helping you discover the truth of Scripture hidden in today's popular Christian music. My goal is to teach you to connect portions of God's Word with the songs you're singing along with on the radio, to help you meditate on truths that will transform your way of thinking and ultimately your life. I'm hopping on today to let you know I'm taking a short break from the podcast. I'll be diving back in August 15th using 90s Christian Throwback Dive by Stephen Curtis Chapman. See what I did there? But my daughter will be on deck. She'll be pulling from the 430-plus episode archive once a week to feature episodes that you may have missed. So if you are subscribed to my email list at michellenezat.com, you won't miss a thing. And then be sure to follow me on social media platforms, specifically Instagram at michellenezat, because we will be doing a series of reels on my Bites, my Bible Interaction Tool exercises. And these are the exercises I use to keep my time in God's Word varied and effective. So if we're doing all of that, why the break? Well, two reasons: obedience and a big assignment. The first is obedience, and I truly feel like this is the direction that God is leading me. And I did want to share my path of obedience with you as an example, because you might be asking of your own circumstances, how do you know it's God calling you to do a new thing or stop doing an old thing? So for me, in this instance, it started with a conversation and then a feeling. I had already prayerfully decided to run encore episodes throughout the summer because of the big assignment, but I was chatting with another podcaster that I partner with over at Compel Training. If you ever wanted to be a writer or a speaker, I highly recommend this community from Proverbs 31 Ministries. I'll go ahead and link to it in the show notes. But anyway, I was chatting with Bethany. She and her husband host the Millennial Mission podcast, and she mentioned that they take a break a couple of times a year. And I know she's told me this before, but it struck me this time as something I should consider. It's like the Holy Spirit puts his hand on your shoulder and says, this is for you. And as soon as I considered it, I felt peace wash over me. And I'm not trying to over-spiritualize anything, but I want to be sensitive to the very presence of God that dwells in me. He's the same Spirit that told the Apostle Paul to go one place and then kept him from going another. He can do the same for you at times. So I had the thought, the experience, and then I discussed it with godly people in my circle. So specifically my husband, my best friends and prayer partners, and my kids. And as I mentioned, the experience lines up with Scripture as well. So I had the thought, the experience, godly counsel, and scriptural precedence. And I felt settled in my spirit as I continued to pray about it. So I went ahead and decided that that would be my course of action. And in case you thought I just came up with this, I actually learned this a long time ago in the Experiencing God Bible study, one of the best Bible studies I've ever done in my career as a Christian. But when your circumstances, scripture, godly counsel, and prayer all line up, then you can confidently walk forward in that direction. So the first reason for taking the break is an act of obedience. And the second reason is because of the big assignment. Now, I've mentioned it before, but I am writing a book. It's a big assignment from God that I have been diligently working on, but just think of the momentum and progress that I could make on it if I could capture the 10 or so hours a week that I work on the podcast and add that to what I'm already doing. So obedience and a big assignment, but that doesn't answer the idea found in the title of the podcast, and this is where a little confession comes in. Why I've never done this before. Well, in the past, I would have completely dismissed a complete break out of hand because, well, I'm super dedicated to the consistency of this podcast. And even when I have taken a break, I've gone ahead and played encore episodes. And to be honest, I never felt led to take a complete break before. Those are the shiny reasons. There are some other reasons that I had to confess as part of this decision. Two things: fear and pride. I fear I will lose listeners, which is silly because God was in charge of building the podcast to begin with. And so I'm pretty sure that he can maintain it. He can even grow it if he wants to during a break. So I lay down fear in place of trust. And then pride. Like I said, I've prided myself in producing this podcast consistently. I've not started and stopped. I've not skipped a week here and there. I've persistently written and produced this podcast every week since 2014. And while this may seem admirable, it can also lead to a pride that says it's all about me, or that I'm really important, or that my will is more important than God's will. So I lay down pride, again, in place of trust. So Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7 teaches this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. This is God's podcast. I'm just a steward of it. And so I'm leaning into God's understanding and purposes during this season. I know I will experience healing and refreshment during this time. And you never know what's on the other side of your obedience, you know? I mean, I'm hoping it's a completed manuscript, but I promise to lean into God no matter what, even as I take a step onto this journey, thinking it's going to be all about this big assignment. He's asked me to pivot before. So I'm just doing that. I'm just trusting in the Lord. I'm leaning in this and I'm taking the next step. But while I'm taking a break from the podcast, I am definitely not taking a break from God's word. And so the book actually that I'm writing about is about the authority of Scripture. And I hope that you don't take a break either. My suggestion is to use these next 8 weeks to dig into the archives, catch up on episodes that you've missed, or catch up on episodes that catch your eye, a song that maybe resonates with you. There's 430 to choose from. And like I said before, if you subscribe to my email list at michellenezet.com, my daughter Emily is going to be sending out featured episodes every week. So that'll kind of keep you in the groove and looking at seeing episodes that maybe you had not seen before. And if you follow me on Instagram at michellenezet, that's where we're going to share the reels of bites. Go ahead and follow the podcast on your podcasting platform of choice, because then when I come back in August 15th, it'll be in your feed. But mark your calendar, I'll be back August 15th. I really, really appreciate all of my listeners. It's been such an amazing journey so far. I can't wait to come back in August and report back as what God has done. But until next time, take time to meditate on God's word and consider his ways. More Than a Song is a proud member of the NRT Podcast Network. Check out other podcasts in the network and Christian music resources at newreleasetoday.com.